Hi, is this Regina?
Yes, it is.
Hi, ma'am. This is Daniel McCain. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers.
All right.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so
very
much.
Just hold on 1 second. Your name is Daniel, right?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Just 1 second.
Sure.
Wow. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, you were expecting my call since yesterday, but I'm so sorry that I was very occupied. That's the reason I thought that I should give you a call right away.
You must have read my mind. I just emailed Janice.
Oh, all right. Yes, so
okay.
What's up? You can let me know, because I heard that you wanted to speak to me.
Yes, I did. Yep. Don't get me wrong. Janice is a very nice, I never met her, but she seems like a very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. She's not Ella, and no way is she Raphael. See, no way. Okay. She is night and day. And I've been trying to get a real answer from her regarding, you know, I believe the book is my heart and soul. I truly do believe this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're almost to the end of the editing process.
Mm-hmm.
So over a week ago, Janice reached out to me about how to market the book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, I worked at Random House Publishing for years in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And that was behind the scenes. My background is in the arts. Okay. So, first of all, I want you to know, as your, what is her title?
My job title?
No, hers.
Well, I do work here as a manager.
Yeah, but what is Janice? You're a senior what? Marketing person?
Yeah, she's the strategist.
Okay. Now, if it wasn't for me, okay, when we started a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
that now it's time for the ISBN numbers and to reconfirm that I did send everything to the, it's in process, the book, the...
for the publisher.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we started, then she said, she gave me a list, this is what the IBM numbers will cost, each number, and this was, you know, the fee, which I understood, and then there was something else. So what happened was, I called to confirm, because I did send all the information way before I found Penguin, because it took me time,
mm-hmm.
to the U.S., the Office of, beyond my right now. Pardon me?
USPTO?
To the U.S.,
Copyright Office?
Exactly, right. So what happened was, there was the company I used, Trademark, apparently, I don't know if it was Janice or Ella, found out that sometimes they don't work in a positive fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the office myself because I got an email saying that the work had been submitted because I made all the payments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I called, they gave me the phone number for the ISBN number organization.
Okay.
And that's when I found out that, you know, they had 10 ISBN numbers for only $100.
Okay.
So here is, from being in business many years,
yeah.
When you are in a senior position. I understand money. I understand a paycheck. But you are working for the best of the company and its clients.
Exactly. This is how it is.
Exactly. That is business upside down, inside out. That is business. So now, as your senior strategist, marketing consultant, she should have presented that you can buy 10 ISBN numbers for $100. It should not have been me, the author, and your client to research this.
Okay, can I add something here, if you don't mind?
Yeah,
all
sure.
Right. I believe that she did not explain this part to you, but let me tell you one thing here, that you can get ISBN free of cost from the internet as well. But in order to get the ISBN registered under the author's name, all right, in order to get you the barcode, imprints, and the worldwide recognition on the printable version. It's a complete package
right.
that she sold out to you. She didn't sold out the she didn't forward the international standard book numbers to you. She sold the complete bundle to you that includes the international standard book number, the registration of it, as well as the copyrights,
right.
imprints, barcode, and the worldwide recognition on the printable version.
Well,
because
she did, first of all.
I'm so sorry. Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
No, the way you are explaining it, okay, what she sent to me, I understood the barcodes and I understood the fee.
Mm-hmm.
But she told me that each ISBN number was like $100-something. She never disclosed, or maybe she didn't have knowledge. And if she didn't have knowledge, you better re-educate her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will definitely.
She did not.
Because I
she
can
did
feel
not
she
have
did not
knowledge.
This part to you.
Right, and she did not have knowledge that the ISBN organization, whoever, I forgot, I just knew it was, I had a name, a number, the gentleman's name was John, and he explained that you could buy, which we did, you could buy 10 ISBN numbers for only $100, not each one at $100-something.
Yep, but without the registration of those ISBN, they will just be the numbers. That's it.
Yes, but she didn't do that.
Yeah, that's the communication gap. I understand that. And I really apologize.
Yeah,
that's the reason we are talking today.
But if she's representing Penguin Book Writers,
mm-hmm.
right, and she's representing your clients,
mm-hmm.
especially new authors who have never done this before, she should have known about, because apparently, from what I understand, there's times each thing that it's each marketing will need a new ISBN numbers, if I'm correct.
Yes, whenever you are publishing a new book, the printable version, you need the ISBN number. And that should be registered
exactly.
under the author's name. Correct.
Correct. And if we go into a hardcover, it's a new ISBN number.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So now I had to find all this out from contacting the ISBN company itself. Because her price was, she only gave me a listing of what each ISBN number would be.
Mm-hmm. But I explained
okay.
to you that the package includes not just the ISBN, but the multiple services.
No, I understand what you're saying. I
mm-hmm.
understand. But if we need more, and she's representing your company, I mean, you're the supervisor, so I've
mm-hmm.
been a supervisor. I've been a, okay. I was an HR manager, director.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm interviewing someone for a job from my company. My job is to make the best decision not only for the interviewee, but for the company.
Exactly.
And my job was to represent my company to the interviewee to the best of my and his or her ability.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, she did not. And we've been going around in circles. And finally I said to her, you know, certain things are not within her decision making.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand payroll. I understand the paycheck. Trust me. No matter how young or how old you get, we all need to live the right way. I get it. So what I need to know from you, okay. Now, these marketing strategies, the pre-marketing, they sound excellent. I do. And she quoted me a price, I think, of $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to explain to her, first of all, I'm a caregiver, and that's what my book is about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a caregiver to my husband who has dementia.
Okay.
And I need, yes. And right now, it's costly to find the right help for people with this unfortunate diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I also need my book, you know, marketed. So we've been going back and forth. I wanted to know, without all of the special offers of the pre-marketing, and she said there's a trailer and all these things, without that, how will the book be marketed?
Okay. Let me just go ahead and explain to you that part.
Okay.
As of now, you are introducing yourself for the first time as an author, right?
Correct.
You do understand this part as well, that every genre has their own target audience. But we
Correct.
Need to target them accordingly. So before launching your book online, we will first take care of the credibility of your profile, the awareness of the brand, and about you as well. So once the book is coming online, people should wait for your book. So you're going to see the selling results from day one. As of now, for the pre-booking marketing, like, we have to work on the awareness of your brand and your book. Because, like, on regular basis, like, hundreds of authors publish their book online because it's free of cost. But they are not mm-hmm. selling the copies because the audience is not aware of that part. So that mm-hmm. comes to the marketing, all right, in which we have to take care of the awareness, and we have to create the curiosity into the public. All right. So they can, once they are reviewing the ebook trailer, if they are attracted to it, in the description they will find your Amazon link. So usually what happened in this scenario, the people click on the Amazon link, they redirect to that page, and over there they get a new glimpse that's going to be the book cover and the description about you as an author, along with the releasing date. So what they do is that they simply click on the releasing date. They submit their details over there, and as soon as the book is going to be live, they will see, like, they will get the notification on their inbox that the book has been shipped to you. And in this way, you're going to see the selling results from day one.
Okay. So
the ebook trailer is going to be a tool for the marketing, because as you know, the visualization plays a vital role.
Okay.
It has
now,
a great
here's
impact.
My question.
Yeah,
okay.
Please go ahead.
So, My question to you is this. Now, that entails the purchase of one of your pre-marketing strategies?
Like, there
or
are
is that
plans. You can purchase the pre-booking marketing plan for a month. You can go with the post-marketing as well once you're going to see the results in the pre-booking marketing. All right. Then you can invest additional amount later down the road for the post-marketing for 3 months to 6 months.
But that's $2,500.
Yes, I do understand that. But in $2,500, we are covering multiple services for the marketing. We're going to take care of your Facebook. We're going to take care of your Instagram as well. And everything will be published online, like the trailer, the notification, like the blogs, articles, or the banners, whatever we will post on your profile, that's going to be updated on hourly basis on everybody's timeline in order to
okay,
get to reach.
So now, if I do not have $2,500, I'm going to be honest with you.
I understand
that. Not that I don't. I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place, you know. The book was all my heart and soul. It is my story. and the story of every caregiver in this world, not just me or this country, because it is my own caregiver walk-a-thon. It is. And as a caregiver, there is nothing I have held back, nothing at all, whether it's been with a psychiatrist, our sessions with a psychiatrist, nothing, everything in there is true. Now, if I do not, the 2,500 I cannot do. So now, let's say we didn't go with that. What happens? How do you market the book without going with one of your, and they're very impressive, but $2,500, no. What I mentioned to Ella was, I mean, not Ella, to Janice, once the book is done, there is a $300 balance that I owe Pelican Book Writers. So I asked if we could use that $300 and then give you another $300, which would be $600. And then what would that do? How would that help what you want to do?
Okay, that's going to help you out in doing, like, in terms of doing the optimization of your profile on the internet. That will not include the paid advertisement. Okay, the optimization, like, we will list your name on multiple platforms, and if anyone will searches your name on Google, your profile will come up on the first page of Google. But for that, they need to search it. Now, I do have something for you. If there is a budget issue or anything like that, because I know that I have to, like, I'm expecting that we have to work for a very long time, all right? It's not just we are working for this project. How about if I'll provide you the complete 3 months marketing for $1,500? And if there is a budget issue, you can divide the payment into installments as well, because I'm not focusing on the money right now. I need to satisfy you first with the services that we will provide.
So then we can use, let's say the $1,500. We can take the $300 that I still, can we apply that $300 that I, by the time the book is done, to the $1,500?
Well, for that, I need to check that with my finance department, because I'm not sure of this amount right now.
Because what happened was, that was one of Janice's options.
Okay,
that's what she said, you know, to apply that. Now, let's say the $1,500, okay. Let's say you can take the $300 that I owe you, that once the book is done, okay. How many installment plans is the $1,500?
Okay, well, the best that that I can offer you, that we can divide this payment into in four installments, $1,500 divided into... four. The each installment is coming as $375.
Okay, and if your CFO permits us to use to apply the $300 that I still owe to that, so that would bring it down to $1,200.
Exactly.
And then that would be divided by four is how much?
If I'll divide 1,200 into four, then the each installment is coming as $300 only.
A month.
Yeah. Well, it's completely
okay, so let's see.
Depends on you that you want to go with the monthly installments, weekly installments, depending on your budget.
Well, monthly is a better thing. And then once this is done, then there's no more money for marketing, right? Everything will
obviously
be handled.
Obviously. But if you want to expend the marketing for additional time, then there will be an additional cost. But for the 3 months, there will be no additional cost, except the installments that we will charge you.
For 4 months.
Yeah. But after that, after seeing the results, after getting the return on investments, if you want to expand the marketing, then definitely you need to upgrade the package.
Oh, I understand that. But that's based on sales.
Definitely. That's based on sales. Based on your satisfaction.
Exactly. Now, I have a question. When you say, you know, okay, this package, and we go, is this, you know, I guess Amazon, you know, I don't use Amazon that much. So Amazon is, I'm assuming, worldwide, correct?
Amazon, yes, it is worldwide, but you need to enable all those options too. It depends. Mm. But what sort of direction you are proceeding with. As I said, that the international standard book numbers that we are providing you, they are worldwide recognized. So you can sell the copies all over the world, not only to one specific country.
So now, the book is finished. Raphael is making a beautiful cover.
Mm-hmm.
Really, he's an excellent illustrator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's under your supervision, but he really is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now my question to you is this. Okay. So once the book, who monitors the sale of the book? You?
Well, our team will monitor the sales for you, all right, and they will also share the monthly progress report. And you
now,
will also have the credentials for your account. So if you want, you can verify all those things at your end as well.
So if I'm understanding correctly, let's take Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Someone buys the book. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Amazon gets 30%. I get 70%.
Exactly. 30 to 35% Amazon will take it because they're going to take care of the printing and shipping. All right. And the rest of the percentage will reflect into your bank account. But after 2 months, that's the Amazon policy.
Okay. So now, is it only for the money from Amazon, or are there other places that also will buy the book?
Well, if you are publishing your book only on Amazon, then you will see the reflection of the amount coming from Amazon. But if we are publishing your book on Barnes & Noble and any other additional platforms too, then definitely you're going to see the royalties from there as well.
So
and
now,
I can see that you do have multiple platforms, yes.
So now, another question. So all this marketing platforms, okay, like Barnes & Noble, I know here, Books and Books is the only, in here in Miami so far, it's still the only real store, bookstore. So now I can just set up a bank account for those royalties, let's say, use that word, just to come into that bank account, correct?
Yes, you can definitely do that because I usually suggest this thing to my clients, to create a separate account for this purpose.
Exactly.
Provide us the details so we can set up your account with those details and you can see the reflection of those royalties coming to that account with no confusion.
Okay. So see, so now moving forward, once we see about the 1200, you know, if the CFO or whoever is going to make this decision. Now, moving forward with setting up everything, may I speak with you? Because I'm going to tell you honest, Janice and I do not get along.
That's not a problem. If you have a pen and paper handy, I can provide you my personal cell phone number as well, and I'm just a text away.
Because I don't think she, in my professional opinion, she does not really represent Pelican Book Writers and to their clients in the proper way.
Okay. Well, I will definitely note this feedback of yours, and I'll definitely work on it as well.
I understand her paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. We all, today's world, the economy, I get it. But you see, the way you spoke to me and the way Ella speaks to me and the way Raphael speaks to me, she needs to listen to all of you and learn a little bit to be a little more mindful of representing Pelican book writers and the clients.
I completely agree with you. And my heartly apologies to you as well. I'll make sure you won't face this experience again with anyone from our side.
Okay, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I did some research because I first contacted Random House because I used to work for them. And I was told by someone at Random House that Pelican is part of Random House, and Random House was purchased by a German company. Did you hear that?
Well, no, it's not with our company.
Okay.
It's completely U.S.-based company, and our owner is already, he's also located in U.S. So there's nothing to do with Germany.
Okay. All right. Well,
no,
Daniel,
I just need to give you the heads up for that.
It's okay. So give me the heads up of what they said about transferring the 300 over, so reducing it to 1,200. And once it's finalized, just let me know, and you can send me a written confirmation that this will take care of all the marketing until we become my goal. I worked in New York all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, the New York Times in New York, you have to know I'm 80 years old. Well, I am. Trust me, I am.
That's nice.
But thank you. No, thank you for the compliment. are you in New York or are you in California?
Well, I'm in California.
Okay. So in New York years ago, or even now, I haven't been there. When you read the paper, you were taught how to fold the New York Times, and you wore white gloves. A woman wore white gloves so you wouldn't get your dress dirty in the summer. And so my goal is to be in the new book section of the New York Times.
All right.
That's my goal, because that's how important I believe this message is.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really do. So I look forward to hearing back from you regarding what they're going to do. And we can talk about how it's 4 months of payment. Okay, get back to me. And I really appreciate your time. I do.
No problem at all. And I'll definitely, as soon as I'll be done with the finance department, I'll reach back to you. Just confirm me one thing. That is, this number is available on texting, which is 305-302-4186.
Yes, correct. What happened is I'm in the process of getting a new phone. So when Ella and Raphael need to speak to me, because these cells, sometimes I lose the volume, so that's why they use the landline. I have the landline from my husband.
I'll give you a call back on the same number. And by any chance, if you want to reach me directly, you can please note down my cell phone number as well.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Let me get paper and pencil. Hold on. Okay, Daniel, what is it?
It is 445.
Okay.
300.
330, okay.
2633.
And we're in Pacific time.
Well, this is my cell phone.
You are.
Personal cell phone number.
Yeah, I know, but you're still in Pacific time, correct?
Yeah, I'm in PST.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so
Daniel.
Free from the finance department, I'll get back to you right away, okay?
Okay, Daniel, I'm going to go out for a little while now, so, yep. Okay.
Not a problem, man, and once again, my sincere apologies to you, and I'll make sure that from now onwards, your experience will be changed, all right?
Okay, thank you very much. You have a good day. God bless you.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.